With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. As soon as Pennsylvania-born Lou Stueman got out of college, he headed to New York City, camera in hand. That was in 1939, and the assignment Lou Stueman gave himself was to photograph Times Square.
I've been obsessed by it until the end of 1984, and now it's a monkey off my back, and the book is done.
That book is a remarkable 160-page collection of photographs published by Aperture called Times Square, 45 Years of Photography. In the crowd scenes, the men of the 1940s all wear hats and suits and ties, and somehow look different.
They were more ingenuous. They were innocent. They were open. They weren't looking over their shoulders as so much as we do now.
Stueman, who teaches film at UCLA in Los Angeles, was mugged for the first time in Times Square last year.
Guy hauled off and slammed me in the face with his fist and tried to rip off the camera, and what he said was, "Why you make pictures?"
While the Times Square area today is a sometimes appalling panorama of bombed-out junkies and trash, Lou Stueman isn't so sure that its spirit is much different than it was in 1939.
Times Square at that time, and in some respects now, was the magnet, the lodestone, the center of the world. And everything happened there.
The concluding picture in Lou Stueman's collection shows a young couple riding a northbound subway train out of the Times Square station one night in 1940.
She's wearing an orchid or a carnation, and they're so well-dressed, and they're so apparently in love, and they're asleep, and she's leaning on his shoulder.
Lou Stueman is looking for that couple today. They would probably be in their late 60s if still alive. He wants to take their photograph and escort them to dinner at the Algonquin Hotel. The picture of that young man and woman and 157 other photos are found in Times Square, 45 Years of Photography by Lou Stueman. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.